Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
This is what God is saying. It's all a setup for your good. Discernment is a big reward for when you are spending time in prayer. Jesus spoke he spoke about many subjects during his ministry here on earth. But do you know the number one and the number two thing that he spoke on the most in his ministry? The two top things that he spoke on in his earthly ministry was about prayer and faith. He not only talked about prayer, but Jesus, he lives what he preached. That's why as leaders, we have to follow that same model. If you're going to preach on this thing, you have to live it. You wonder
That's
why
right.
a
Amen.
Lot of people, a lot of pastors, they teach these crackerjack messages. You want to know why that you go to some of these services and it seems like they have no depth? Because they understand if they talk about it, if they preach about it, they got to live it. Because a lot of preachers are not
Amen.
Living it. And what happens is they have enough understanding to know that if they preach it over the pulpit and they're not living in it, it acts as a curse, an immediate conviction, and also entering into condemnation on their own self. So a lot of people don't want to feel the ooh and the ouch and the man, I don't want to feel convicted. So a lot of them say, well, we're going to just talk about love today. So a lot of these messages about grace, a lot of these messages that people are preaching about grace and about love, how God is accepting of all. And no matter how many times you fall down, he's going to forgive you. And that's as deep and in depth you're going to get from that type of ministry. Why? Because if the person is entering into embezzlement, the person is entering into homosexuality, adultery, if it's in substance abuse, if they know they are living a lifestyle of hell, they cannot preach it because they are not living it. This is why we so strongly here at KCI and anyone else that talks on this phone line and brings forth a message, because we expect you, I expect myself, I expect Andrew to live it. So why do we do that? Because Jesus lived it. He said whatever he
did,
he practiced it. You can find that and write it down in your notes, because I'm going fast today. You can write down Mark, the first chapter, 35 through 37. And it talks about, in demonstration, how Jesus woke up in the early day while it was still night, in the coolness of the day. And he went to a secluded place to pray. So he placed prayer as a priority. He spent regular time with his Father, get this, in an intimate and personal way. He was being encouraged. He was sharing his concerns and seeking his Heavenly Father for the will of that day. That's why we say praying two times or three times a week is not going to cut it, because you have to seek his will daily. You
That's
may
right.
think it's going to be a normal day, but God may have had you go a separate way that could have maybe been a blessing to you financially, health-wise. It could have encouraged you. It could have allowed you to lead 12 people. God might say, you know what, call in and say you're going to be a little bit late to work or wake up a little early. I want you to go to a grocery store. And you're like, why? Because I got 12 people who are going to come to me and come to know me intimately, because you're going to speak to them, and one by one they're going to come and hear what you have to say. And by the end, you're going to say a prayer, and they're going to get to know me and accept me as the Lord and Savior of their life. I mean,
Amen.
Read about the prophets. That's how he demonstrated. He just had to wake up, and they were like, what do you want me to do today, Lord? I can prove myself faithful to you. And this is exactly what Jesus did. Each and every day, he saw his will, the will for their life, for his life, each and every day. So since Jesus emphasized the importance of prayer with his example and his teachings, don't you think we should too? So we need to understand the priority of prayer. We need to understand that prayer, number one, prayer requires uninterrupted time. Prayer requires uninterrupted time. That means, I talked about it earlier, there was a purpose for me saying what I said. You have to choose. It's an intentional choice of spending time with God. You have to choose, people of God, to spend time that you know will not be interrupted. So evaluate Amen. Your prayer life. So should we ask ourselves the following questions? Where does prayer fit into my daily schedule? You got to get deep with this thing. This is not a haphazard type of relationship. Most of you all want to be married. If you're not already married, you know how it is to date somebody. When you dated someone, you all would get together, text or call, and say, hey, when do you want to meet up? Friday night good for you? You all talked about it. This relationship Amen. That you wanted to build Amen. And grow into a matrimony, you had to talk and actually fit your schedules together to intentionally spend uninterrupted time together. So why should we treat God even lesser than that? Some of us, we are dying so much for our relationship of a marriage and all of that, so strong that we are forgetting how to date God. We're forgetting to put God still as a priority above that being in a relationship, being a wife, being a husband. God wants you to treat him that much more special. So you got to ask yourself, it's like going on a date with God. But the good thing is that you don't have to get any feedback back from God, because he said, I'm always going to be available. You don't have to wait for me to reply back and say, oh, well, I'll have time for you on Saturday between 3 and 4. I love the God that we serve, because he says, no matter when, no matter what time, no matter where you're at, I will be there. That's just how Amen. In love I am with you. I will come to you. But it's up to Amen. Us to make the sacrifice. So we got to ask ourselves. We have to ask ourselves, where does prayer fit into my daily schedule? Do I have to set time to meet with the Lord, or do I pray on the go while driving to work or doing other tasks? Let's talk about that. Because a lot of us, and I've heard, and I do it myself, we worship because you may have maybe an hour, 30-minute drive, 20-minute drive to work. So you may think that that is actually a good quality time to spend with the Lord. And my answer to you is yes and no. Okay. Why do I say that? Worshiping God is always okay. You can even leave your work desk or your workspace and go into the bathroom and praise the Lord. But even though you give him 20 minutes on your way to work, 5 minutes in the bathroom, maybe even in a stall, you can get 10 minutes with him without being, you know, upsetting your boss. But even though that's time with him, you have to understand that's not quality time. And that is time that is interrupted. You cannot go into a deep, deep, deep place with God while you're driving. If you did, you probably will be talking to the Lord face-to-face because you're in an accident and die. Because if you really, really let go and got fully involved in your relationship, in your prayer time, during your driving, it requires you to snap back out because you got to constantly change lanes, or you got to drive for other people around you, got to look in your rearview mirror. You got to be able to do all of those things. Got to be able to really look and examine your people around you. So therefore you can't even pay full attention in your prayer time because of the fact that you have to now drive, and you got to make sure you exit at the right space, and you got to make sure you take the right exit off the expressway. You know what I'm saying? It's just so much. So God wants the uninterrupted time with you. So you wonder why your time has not been 100% taking off like a skyrocket, because there's acceleration in the spirit, but he's saying, I want that uninterrupted time. Ask yourself those questions. What do I have to do to get there? You got to understand that for those of you all that are not praying, don't you know that prayerlessness is a sin against God? A lot of us don't even think that. They think because, you know, I'm still paying my tithes, I'm still loving the Lord in my heart, I just don't have time to pray, or I just don't, you know, it's just the day gets from me, and I just don't have time to really seek the Lord daily. Don't you know that a prayerlessness lifestyle is actually a sin against God? When Amen. You neglect your prayer time, it results in your Christian life to be weak. It makes you a weak Christian. It makes you have unmet needs, and now you result in ungodly behavior. Weak Christians, you can always tell. We talked to somebody before, they said, I've been saved for 20 years. But then you look at the fruit, and it's the fruit of a weak Christian. 20 years, you want to say you've been saved, but yet you're still choking on the milk of a bottle. It's the smallest things that get you to get somebody in your face, and you cursing them out still. You still don't know how to master how to pray and spend time with God. You still don't know the desperateness that is needed to stay hungry and thirsty for God so that he can keep you in that place of always being able to be in position to receive the miracles and the blessings of God. It gets you out of position. Ultimately, it goes to sin. A prayerlessness lifestyle is a sin. It's a neglect. It results in you being weak. It results in you being lazy. It results in you having unmet needs, and now you're going to ungodly behavior. You are no longer exhibiting right. The fruit of the Spirit. Don't you know Amen. You can get the fruit of the Spirit through your prayer time? Long-suffering, kindness, meekness, love, all of that. You can't get that. It just doesn't work like that. It will never stay with you unless you have that prayer time. So how else? Prayer affects our day. I touched on this. When you meet with the Lord in the morning, they say most of the time it's very important that you meet the Lord early in the morning because the Bible says that Jesus met with his Father in the coolness of the day. The coolness of the day is before the sun rises. So he was, in our time on earth here, it would be probably around, he was probably praying around 2, 3, 4 in the morning before the sun dawned, 5 in the morning sometimes. Even sometimes
Patricia.
You have to pray, if you get real deep in the thing, we'll even teach you how you can pray at midnight and how that is supernatural. It's having a prayer time at midnight. But if you don't want to have a prayer time at midnight, then you can pray in the coolness of the day. And I know that he woke up that early because when Jesus woke up to spend time with his Heavenly Father, he didn't say a 15-minute prayer. So if the sun was raising or rising at 6 o'clock, he didn't wake up at 5:45. Come on now, don't cheat God. He spent hours with his Heavenly Father. When he wanted to really get in with God, he woke up, so he gave God uninterrupted time, and he made sure he wasn't rushing God. If he wanted
right.
to spend
Amen.
Time worshiping him and want to receive a word back in return, he gave God plenty of time to speak. Some of us, we still kind of cheat God because we say, okay, I'm going to give my prayer time. I'm going to wake up 10 minutes before I have to, you know, really officially start my day. So by the time you wake up and you use the bathroom and you stagger yourself to get somewhere to pray, now you got like maybe 6 minutes to pray, and you think that's good. You think that that's honestly going to propel you and promote you in the Spirit. I always tell people do what they want to do when they want to do it. If you really, really, really want a relationship with God,
right.
if you really, really, really want to have the glory of God rest upon you, if you really, really, really want to let the revelations and the secrets and the word of God be known unto you, you got to spend some quality time. Yes, you have to. You
Amen.
Really got to have some quality time with God. And I'm going to stop right there because this is getting good and there's enough to marinate. There's enough to soak and ponder over the yes. next few days. This is
yes.
important because we got to take prayer seriously. We have to take it seriously. I enjoyed the word, and even now I thank you, Lord, for the hearts that receive the word. Lord, I thank you that they are not just going to be hearers, but like we always say that the word of God give us, that we will be doers of your word. And I thank you even now that we are going to make prayer a priority. We are going back to the basics, the foundation of it. With your strength and with your direction, we will have a victorious life. Let all hearts on the line say amen in Jesus'
amen.
Name.
Amen.
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 We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.